This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Some 100 Ukrainian troops have arrived at Oklahoma's Fort Sill for training. Colonel Curtis King with the U.S. Army Artillery School made the confirmation.
Soldiers from the Ukrainian Armed Forces have arrived here at the Fire Center of Excellence at Fort Sill, Oklahoma to begin air defense training. This training will consist of operator and maintainer tasks for the Patriot Air Defense System.
Meanwhile, as of Monday night, at least 40 people were known to have been killed and 30 remain missing after a Russian missile strike on the Ukrainian apartment building, AP Washington correspondent Ben Thomas reporting.
Emergency crews searching an apartment block in the southeastern city of Dnipro, destroyed Sunday by a Russian missile strike. President Vladimir Zelensky saying 39 survivors had been pulled from the wreckage, while at least three children were among the dozens killed. Residents say the apartment tower did not house any military facilities. Staring at the scene, Irina Skripnik tells AP reporters, all of us could be in that place. The Kremlin claims it doesn't target residential buildings, but world leaders are condemning the strike. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says attacks against civilians violate international humanitarian law and must end immediately. I'm Ben Thomas.
Soldiers from the Ukrainian Armed Forces have arrived here at the Fire Center of Excellence at Fort Sill.
The UN chief says in the new report that Al-Qaeda and Islamic State extremist groups are driving insecurity in central Mali and continue to clash near populated areas in the north Gao and Manaka regions. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in the report to the UN Security Council circulated Monday that the level and frequency of violent incidents remain exceptionally high. This is VOA News. A large crowd of people on Monday gathered outside a Annapolis morgue holding the bodies of victims of a plane crash in which at least 70 people died. Officials worked inside as police and riot gear guarded the facility in the tourist city where a Yeti Airlines ATR-72 aircraft carrying 72 people went down in clear weather on Sunday. Local media reported that the post-mortem of 24 victims would be conducted and the remaining would be flown to the Capitol. U.S. President Joe Biden continues to be under fire after a White House lawyer confirmed this weekend that five more messages and pages of classified information was discovered when Justice Department officials came to collect the one classified page found last week at Biden's home in the state of Wilmington, Delaware.
Mr. President, how do you think that the classified documents got into your boxes?
Biden ignoring questions from reporters, while Republicans on the House Oversight Committee are demanding visitor logs from Biden's private home. The White House Counsel's Office has now said those logs likely do not exist, and the statement consistent with past precedent of every president, personal residence is personal. China has announced its first population decline in recent years, AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Amid an aging society and plunging birth rate, China's National Bureau of Statistics reported the country had 850,000 fewer people at the end of 2022 than over the previous year. That left a total of 1.411 billion, with 956 million births against 10.41 million deaths. Men also continue to outnumber women by 722 million to 689 million. That's a result of the now abandoned one-child policy and a traditional preference for male offspring to carry on the family name.
That is AP correspondent Norman Hall reporting. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol says his nation's efforts to be carbon neutral by the year 2050 would rely in part on returning to nuclear power, even though his predecessor had tried to move away from atomic power. Yoon's comments at a summit